This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Coming up, wild camels on walkabout in Australia. But first, a disciplinary commission of the North Carolina State Bar is expected to begin deliberating the ethics case against Durham District Attorney Mike Nifong today. He was prosecutor in the Duke LaCrosse rape case. Yesterday, Nifong said he will resign as DA, but the ethics charges could still lead to his disbarment. NPR's Adam Hochberg joins us now from outside the courthouse in Raleigh. Adam, what should we expect to happen today?
Well, we're thinking that this could be the last day of this hearing. We've been here almost a week now listening to testimony. Yesterday, Mike Nifong spent almost all day on the witness stand trying to explain his behavior in the case. But before that, we heard from a variety of other experts who said that, in their opinion, he did almost everything wrong, that he pursued a rape case for months in spite of evidence that strongly suggested there was never any crime. So today we expect the disciplinary commission to start deliberating to decide whether he violated any of the professional rules that govern his profession as a lawyer, and if so, what his punishment will be.
Mm-hmm. Nifong made the surprise announcement yesterday that he's going to resign as DA. How's that likely to affect the proceedings today?
Well, from a procedural standpoint, not much. This hearing never really was about whether he could continue as DA. In fact, this commission, the State Bar Commission, does not have the authority to remove him as DA. What they can do is revoke his law license, and that question's still on the table. Even yesterday, after he made his tearful resignation announcement, he was back on the witness stand within 10 or 15 minutes, again having to defend his behavior in the case. He said he made mistakes, but he also said he's not a liar, and that's a response to one of the most serious charges he faces, that he lied to the court in pursuing the LaCrosse case.
Mm-hmm. What's been the reaction to Nifong's resignation?
I think it's fair to say a lot of people here are just relieved. Mike Nifong, at one point he had a good deal of support in the community. He was just reelected district attorney last year. But in the last 6 months or so, he's just about lost every supporter he had. His campaign managers turned on him. The governor of North Carolina, who first appointed him DA 2 years ago, now is saying that's one of the biggest mistakes he's ever made as governor. So a lot of people are not unhappy to see him go. And the attorneys for the LaCrosse players are being downright dismissive of the tearful resignation announcement yesterday. One of the lawyers just said it's a cynical ploy to try to win sympathy and try to hold on to his law license.
Mm-hmm. Is there any indication of how the commission might rule?
I think it's virtually certain that they'll find that he committed at least some of the ethical violations he's been charged with. He admitted on the witness stand to some of the less serious charges. The question at this point really is what the punishment will be. It could be anything from a reprimand to disbarment. And we should say that this body, the North Carolina State Bar, has not taken a hard line on prosecutorial misconduct in the past. They've had two cases this decade involving murder cases where two innocent men were sent to death row.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, the punishment for the prosecutors was nothing more severe than a reprimand. So we'll see whether they continue to go down that path or if they take this opportunity to make a stronger statement.
NPR's Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.